bra burning is often one of the first things that comes to mind when discussing the women's liberation movement that began in the 1960s. That notion became widespread following the 1968 Miss America pageant protest, but director of In Sisterhood, the women's movement in Pittsburgh, Pat Ulbrich, says it's a misguided image of women's liberation.
There were no bras burned at that pageant. It was a protest about the way women, the image of women, and how women are portrayed as sex objects. But there were no bras burned. So I would just like to dispel that. That's a bit of an urban legend.
Bras, girdles, nylons, and Playboy magazines were among the items tossed into trash cans. But Ulbrich says it was symbolic. The Miss America pageant protest helped launch the women's liberation movement onto the national stage. But Ulbrich says it was already underway in some areas, including Pittsburgh.
The National Organization for Women was very important in Pittsburgh. A chapter was founded here in September of 1967, and it was only the third chapter of now in the country.
Ulbrich is moderating a panel at the Heinz History Center titled Sisterhood in Pittsburgh, the Women's Liberation Movement from the 1960s to Today. One of the panelists is Jean Clark, president of the Squirrel Hill chapter of the National Organization for Women. The longtime women's rights advocate says Pittsburgh has always been a leader in the movement, even when it came to changing laws.
In the old days, newspapers were permitted to list jobs as help wanted male, help wanted women, help wanted female. We took that case to the Supreme Court and won the right for all jobs to be listed by what they were and what we needed to do the job, not the gender of the person they wanted to do the job.
Women in Pittsburgh in 1968 were also fighting for equality in the workplace, reproductive rights, equal pay, access to education and health care, and they were fighting the way they were portrayed in the media, among other things. Curator at the Heinz History Center, Emily Ruby, says the panel will also include activists Alma Speed Fox, Molly Rush, Sister Patricia McCann, and Cindy Judd Hill, a woman who was fired in 1968 for having a child.
We can hear from these women how they affected great change through not taking this kind of treatment anymore and banding together, and right here in Pittsburgh too, which is kind of a surprise. I don't think a lot of us think of this as being forefront of the women's movement, but there was major things happening here earlier than it was in a lot of other major cities.
Women have come a long way since 1968, but panel moderator Ulbrich says more work needs to be done, especially when it comes to domestic violence, sexual assault, and how women are portrayed and treated by the media.
We have each other's backs, you know. I think sometimes we are encouraged to not be supportive of other women, to critique other women. But I think certainly feminist sisterhood is still powerful among feminists.
This evening's panel is part of the exhibition 1968, the year that rocked America, which is at the Heinz History Center through May 12th and falls during Women's History Month. I'm Deanna Garcia, 90.5 WESA News.